Welcome to Sports Talk with three stupid guys. All four stupid guys are here for the first time in like
three weeks.
3 weeks.
I don't know.
Yeah, I can freshen it up.
The what? Anyway, so we're all here. I didn't hear what you said, Mike.
Oh, that was if Russ showed up 3 weeks ago. I don't remember.
No, I don't think he did. Did you, Russ?
I was here 3 weeks ago.
Oh, were you here 3 weeks ago? Anyway, I wasn't here last week, and I after the guy that picked for me last week, I promised never to mess another episode because those picks were terrible. I'm listening to it going, oh, my God, why would I pick that? Why would I pick that?
So I
would have picked the Chargers against Arizona.
Oh, so you disapprove of Robo Jack that we?
What about Atlanta? Would you pick them against Atlanta?
Yeah, they have Bosa. That's all they need. Rookie of the year, Bosa.
Would you have picked New Orleans going into Kansas City?
No, I would not. I would have picked Kansas City. Yeah, there's picks I was just groaning, going, oh, my God, who let this guy on?
Well, if Russ ever misses another day,
let Dan make his picks.
Dan is more than welcome to come on and be the Russ 3000, Russ Robo 3000.
I want the Jackpot 3000 back. I want him every week.
Jackpot, yeah. All right,
That's fine, but I do have a funny story I want to tell. I don't know if I told you this. Did I tell you the story about your daughter, Russ, this weekend?
No, you didn't.
Okay, so Russ has a son and daughter. And the daughter, how old is your daughter?
She's 11.
11. She's there watching her brother play hockey. I'm keeping score. There's two moms in there playing the music in there because they can't play it outside. And so we're sitting there talking, and Jossie comes in, and she's telling me all about her soccer, how she can do a somersault and throw the ball and all this stuff. And I was picking on her. She's pretty smart and pretty clever. So was she adopted, Russ?
No.
Okay. It just kind of shocks me. So anyway, so she's going back and forth, and she goes, yeah, I'm going to teach my friend. I got to teach this girl on my team to do the somersault throw-in because she's the best player on the team. Well, actually, she's a friend of mine.
The scary thing you might do.
Yeah. So if you want to know the truth, we're best friends. And I said, hey, I'm shocked you have any friends at all. She goes, I'm shocked you got married.
Wow.
Man. And I went, and so the two mothers go, and you got nothing else? I go, no, she got me. she just slammed me. I go, what do I have left? I go, beaten by an 11-year-old. But yeah, she's a funny kid.
So thank you. The 11-year-old said that to you?
This 11-year-old, yeah, his daughter, Russ's daughter, said that to me. I go,
You raised her well, Russ.
Yeah, I'm surprised you have any friends at all. I'm surprised you got married. And without even there wasn't even no hesitation. I was like looking at her going, and the two moms, ooh, and I go, God, I hate the fact that you did it. In fact, there's witnesses here. Well, I can't even deny it. So
then she said, make me a hamburger, and walked away.
Yep. Well, she had a cheeseburger in her pocket. She did have a cheeseburger in her pocket.
Well, that's how you knew it was Russ's kid.
Yep. Yeah, but I thought it was funny. So anyway, I thought I would start with that story. So did you mess this for 2 weeks? Was it sad or?
Not really. It was actually a professional show. We had like actual like real hosts.
Who, I know. Like, I saw. I heard that.
Knew when to talk.
We had guests. Like,
I was upset that John was, you know, because I didn't get to bash him about the. I like how you said, "Yeah, I'm not here." Oh, so the Charger guy's not here. I'm known as Charger guy now. I don't know if that's a compliment or not.
Yeah, you probably knew how he felt. He was doing three podcasts that night, so we were the middle show that night.
Oh, okay. Yeah. this is my third one in 3 hours, but it's not too bad.
But that's what happens when you do like Walking Dead show Dancing with the Stars show every day.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, you guys can pick on Dance with the Stars. I have become an expert on dancing. I can tell when they screw up now. I go, she misstepped there. Come on, what's the deal? I'm hoping to be a judge next year. I'm gonna take Lynn's spot because they need get a less cranky older guy. He's a little cranky, but anyway, we're here to talk sports. Did the Cubs
win? Do you want to explain who Lynn is to our audience? Since
Lynn is one of the judges on Dancing. I'm sure, you know, Dance with the Stars has like 11, 12 million people watching it.
Well, and 10 million like listen to this podcast.
Okay.
Clearly, Mike is a fan of your podcast about Dancing with the Stars because he listens, right? You tune in?
No, I see it pop up in the feed.
Oh, okay.
Quickly scroll through it.
You know, I'm going to say it's probably one of my favorite podcasts to do because I've become such an expert on dancing.
And is that because you do it with your wife, though?
No, it has nothing to do with that.
You know, she doesn't listen to this show, I'm sure.
No, she doesn't. So, she doesn't.
Does anybody? Oh.
It's not last
on the list. There are some listeners.
It's not last on the list. I'll say that.
We've got Ed and Dan tonight listening, so.
Oh.
Yeah. Thanks for joining us live in the chat. As always, we try to broadcast every Wednesday night, sometime in the evening hours. but thanks for joining us. And, you know, if you like this show, please rate and review us on iTunes. I hate to beg for it, but we are. So we can use it every help we can get up in the reviews. Or you can also help us out going to janjack.com. You can find the Patreon link there. Support us on Patreon. And am I missing something, Jack?
You go to patreon.com/janjack.
Oh. And also
We're $101 away from the next level, the next goal, which is the live podcast between it'll be a merge podcast between the broadcast and the Married Man Show. The last one we did wasn't, I thought it'd be a crap storm. It wasn't. But with some of the stuff that's been said the last couple weeks back and forth, it could be explosive, to say the least, maybe.
So, interesting.
Well, Jack, what's it like doing a live like video podcast? Is that like crazy or like it's different?
I mean, like I'm doing now?
Oh, you can tune in like now, like listen, watch us live.
You can watch us live.
You for
can
come free. Live for you don't free, have to donate to Patreon.
Well, no, you don't. You don't have that's to. True. Actually, I guess so.
Yeah, you can donate a quarter to us for like we'll buy a hamburger for Russ.
You can ask questions in the chat. We'll do that. That's cool.
And everything. Sometimes
you can ask questions like Ed's asked right now, where he's like, "I'm missing Russ. Where did he go?"
I'm right here.
But if you do come and visit us live in the chat, still go down and download the podcast. Even if you don't have to listen to it again, just let it run for the hour that it does, because it helps helps the cause if you do. So you can watch us live, but also just watch us live. But also go and click on the thing and say, "Okay, yeah, I'll let it play out again."
Yeah, and let us know what you like about the show. Yeah. If you're like, "Hey, you know what? You guys just ramble on too long. You know, get to the point. If you want us to cover more news, we'll cover more news. Where should we talk about baseball?
Should they send that feedback, Matt? Do we have an email?
Some website?
You can give us a call at 385-309-0311. Calling time, 385-309-0311. Call anytime.
Yeah, I think an email was discussed on a Walking Dead show.
Yeah, but I don't have it anymore, so.
All right, I'll look it up on my phone.
Or you can go to Facebook.com and make your comments there. But anybody?
All right, wait. It is sportstalkwith3stupidguys@gmail.com. And that's the number 3.
Yeah. Yeah.
Give us your picture.
Sports
week.
Talk.
We'll like read them all out. We got nothing else to do.
Yeah.
And the World Series right now is tied 1-1.
1-1. The Cubs.
Cubs win. Holy cow, the Cubs win.
I am really excited, by the way, by the World Series. We haven't really talked about it that much, but the fact that not just the Cubs being in it, but also the Cleveland Indians, both teams growing up. I grew up in Ohio, and so I loved both teams. Although I had a Cubs hat and I had a Tigers hat. I never was a big Cleveland Indians
fan.
So
you're Tom Selleck.
Tom Selleck.
Tom Selleck had Detroit Tigers. Quite close.
Never grew the mustache when I was 12.
All right.
Tom Selleck had Detroit Tigers.
Yeah. He said he had a Cubs hat and a Tigers hat.
Yeah, those were the two teams.
The Tigers part.
Yeah, okay. We'll try to keep up. You know, hey, is your daughter available next week?
not at 11:45.
11:45. Hey, so it's 12:30.
She'd be ready for The Walking Dead.
Yeah. So are you guys excited about the World Series though? Are you guys rooting for the Cubs, or are you guys spoilers? You just don't really care.
Both teams have suffered. I mean, the Cubs, like I said, that you got people wearing shirts that are older than me saying, "Please win before I die." I mean, how can you not root for people that? And I did turn to my wife and I said,
"And they're onesies too."
Yeah. I turned to my wife and I said, and she kind of looked at it. I said, "You know, that's us in 20 years with our teams, you know, the Chargers, the Padres." I mean, it just, I can see me in 20 years going, "Damn it, just win a game, just win one once. But I don't know. I kind of feel bad, you know, Cleveland, but they got the NBA championship, right? Cavaliers won. So yeah, let's let the Cubs win.
I mean, but they also have the Browns, though, too. I mean, you know, the Browns are just they haven't even won this year. So
no. And they probably won't.
And they may never win.
Liz Lewis is a Cubs fan, so I'm going for Cubs.
Oh, is that true? Then I guess I'll go with the Indians then.
Well,
we
know who Matt's going to go for now.
No, hey, I have pictures. I have photographic evidence.
Well, hold on a second. We don't need to know you have pictures that you're a stalker.
Yeah, we don't need to know that.
I got a whole wall dedicated to her with pictures everywhere.
I just turned the video camera over slightly and you see this pinned up wall
strings. You have a little Magnum PI in you, I guess, huh?
Yeah, doing a lot of detective work.
Really, I'm just a private
trying to figure out. Look, I just want to know who is the father of Liz Loza's baby. That's what I want to know. She's anyway,
and the hole gets bigger.
Mike's covering his face in shame. He's like, she's listening to this podcast, and she's never going to come on here again.
Never coming on here.
It's Matt that's saying all this stuff. And why are you all red?
Yeah, I know, right?
You're just blushed for embarrassed.
Well, it's all good because she's never going to listen to this, so it's not a big deal. Oh,
she'll listen to it because I'll send her a link.
Hey, check out this one. No, this one at minute.
You can't wait to come on this show.
Yeah, this is the one you know.
We cover all the hard-hitting sports topics, like sports.
What Jack didn't say is he's gonna send her the link, and underneath it, he's gonna say stalker alert.
No, I'm gonna say you might want to get a restraining order before you listen to this podcast.
Dan would like to edit this podcast for us, I think. So,
well, Matt, thank you for not reading the rest of the chat right now.
I'm not. I'm glancing over a bit. I contributed to some of it too. Anyway, do we have any sports news this week that's not filled with stalker related or sexual abuse allegations?
Well, I'm looking at it. Aaron Rodgers labels Matt Ryan as elite quarterback. Yes, no.
Who cares? No, let's talk about the big story. Jay Ajayi, 200 yards, back-to-back weeks. The first running back to do that since, I'll just say one name with all these guys, OJ.
Yeah.
Earl. Ricky.
So he's either going to be a pothead or he's going to have to kill. He's going to kill his ex-wife someday, right?
All right. Wow. I'll get a closer reference to you. I'll go the first back-to-back running back to get offense player of the week since LaDainian Tomlinson in 2006.
Well, now you finally mentioned a great back.
There you go.
And a special back.
He started two games, and he's third in the AFC in rushing and sixth in the NFL.
Well, it was enough to get Aaron Foster to say, "Yeah, I guess I'm not cut out for this anymore."
I'm not going to get any carries right now.
You think he just would have stayed? I guess we'll be getting money.
And all that means nothing because New England keeps winning.
Hey, it got me excited about football again. I had basically checked out of football and was basically doing this podcast on cruise control, Rust style, but I am back full throttle.
Well,
Wow.
You said you checked out. You checked out of football, and the ratings are really down this year.
Yeah, you would think putting Brock Osweiler back-to-back primetime games would spike up the ratings.
You think that's it? Right? That you got a guy like Peyton Manning, who was huge for the game, that he's gone?
Mm. Oh, no. Here we go. Look at the primetime game this Thursday night.
I already saw it.
Wait, Jacksonville, Tennessee, right? That'll bring the primetime ratings, right?
Yeah.
So the Thursday night game? Oh, yeah.
Hillary is starting for Jacksonville, and Trump is starting for Tennessee.
Look, the Sunday night game wasn't much better because it went into overtime and then ended in a tie. Like, talk about a soccer game it was basically a defensive struggle, and both teams had a chance to win it in the end and blew it. I don't know. I mean, people that tuned into that, I'm sure were kind of just like, oh.
I did see on NFL, NFL.com, the official, they said, Seattle and Arizona plays to an exciting 6-6 tie. And I think they were serious. I mean, I didn't see the game. I was out and about, but I said a 6-6 tie.
Yeah. And I was going against the Walking Dead premiere. So good job, NFL.
Yeah. Yeah. I think I saw you right. Tweeted that. Did you have a sports talk?
It was instant message. So for $50, if you're a Patreon member, you can see our instant messages.
Which is the best thing. It's the best thing in the world.
And oddly enough, I wrote this stat down and forgot to say it on the Walking Dead podcast that we also do. But the it premiered with a 17 million viewership. Yeah, 17 million. And so it matched, I think it was like a season 3 premiere or something like that is what it said. Maybe it was season 4. I don't know. The fact that a show has been on for 7 seasons now can pull in 17 million. 10.5 in the 25 to 54 age category. So,
and everyone keeps saying they're going to stop watching it.
Well, how long is that?
Here we go again.
How long has Three Super Guys been on for? Like 7 seasons, 8 seasons. Yeah. And we've got like I think 4 listeners right now in the chat.
In the chat at 12:30 at night. I think that's pretty impressive.
Yeah, that's
most impressive. Other than the bad matchups and the bad games, why do you think the ratings are down? I mean, you've always had bad matchups on primetime. I mean, why are they down? Mm-hmm. Is it Kaepernick not standing up and for the national anthem? What is it? Is it Roger Goodell? Are people just tired of him?
It could be a combination of a lot of different factors. You mentioned the Manning thing. You also had the whole deflate gate that people just got so sick of.
So tired of, yeah.
And then on top of it, you know, Brady basically wasn't back for the first 4 games. Right. And Carolina has fizzled, you know. Denver's held on to a strong, but it's still not, there's no,
I don't know.
I don't think there's any attractive moment that stands out. Go ahead.
I also think that, you know, when you have stuff like, you know, the Josh Brown stuff coming up and, you know, just all these negative headlines, I just think a lot of people are kind of like, you know, starting to turn into the NBA, you know, like a thug fest kind of thing.
But the NBA is thriving right now. But you bring up the Josh Brown thing. I think you know, it comes out the NFL is trying to blame the sheriff, trying to blame the investigators, and it turns out that they probably covered up the information again, but they screwed up again. I mean, how many times is this guy going to screw up? And we're going to, I mean, even the coach for the I don't even know the coach's name for the Giants right now off the top of my head, but he goes,
Dan McAdoo.
Yeah, that's right. He goes, we all stand behind Josh Brown. Now, how can you stand behind Josh Brown when he's done, he basically admitted what he had did.
Because there's no Ray Rice video. It's just a diary.
But it just was documented. I mean, it's just like, this is crazy. How do you stand? I mean, everybody deserves a second chance, but there should be a severe punishment. You should be out for at least a season on something like this. And, you know, if you do it again, boom, you're gone forever. I think Russ is onto something. I think, Russ, you're on the ball today. So you know, it's that negative talk over and over. It's like, God, another guy. Mm-hmm. Jesus, let's get rid of these guys.
Well, in the chat you had Ed saying he was busy watching New Girl. You had Dan saying he was busy watching Westworld.
Well, Westworld I can understand, but Ed, come on, really?
Oh, so that's what you guys were doing on Sunday nights instead of watching the games. Okay. That makes sense.
No. Westworld makes sense, but New Girl? New Girl's on like Tuesday, isn't it?
Hey, maybe save
the PBR. Maybe catching up. And yeah, it's like, hey, Sunday's my New Girl night.
Brock Osweiler or New Girl?
Yeah, they're both lame. So,
anyway. Come on.
Oh, there's no Dancing with the Stars.
I'm going to start a New Girl podcast. Yeah,
New Girl has not been funny in the last 2-3 years. It was funny for a while, but it's the same show over and over and over
again. Maybe we should just do a point counter.
Hot take.
It's terrible.
Charles Barkley over here.
And then Golden State lost their first game at home against San Antonio.
And Kevin Durant had the worst plus minus of the game.
Yeah, and then Kawhi Leonard.
Pretty good.
Where do you go to school at?
Pretty good.
Where do you go to school at?
He's an Aztec.
San Diego State Aztecs.
If you were in a chat, you too could read Jack's hat.
Yeah, there you go. Aztecs. All right, guys. Anything else in the news of the world of sports you want to talk about? Hockey's going. Are the Canadians still undefeated, Russ?
They are.
They won again tonight. I've been able to ref all year. I'm on the DL, but usually when I'm refing with you, you tell me how the Canadians at the beginning of the season are going to win the Stanley Cup and bring the cup back to Canada. Are you going to say right now that the
Toronto Maple Leafs?
No way. Are the Canadians going to win? They're the Cleveland Browns of the NHL, right? Are the Canadians going to win the Stanley Cup this year?
If they stay healthy,
no ifs. I want a yes or no.
Possibly.
Taking a stand.
I know. Maybe they'll win. Maybe.
I'm just a fan. That's, you know, I can't really comment on that. I'm just a fan.
I'm just a fan. I just watch on my sides and.
No, I don't
do a podcast sometimes.
I don't get into politics though.
I just show up to a video podcast with a picture as my icon.
I don't make predictions. I don't make predictions. That's not my job.
I'm just a fan, and Matt still stalks that girl.
I do not. Jeez, you're going to start awful rumors here. There is no stalking.
Started a podcast war.
No, but if you'd like to see my New Girl fan art, I have this New Girl fan art clipboard over here.
That's nice.
You moved on from Liz Leslie. You got New Girl.
Who's that girl?
I'm surprised you haven't made a painting of Liz yet.
Well, who's to say he hasn't?
No. That's true.
All right, let's get on to these.
Welcome
picks,
to our new show logo.
It would be funny too if it was just like really bad, like really, like just like scary bad, like just like.
No, it'd be funny if you Joker actually had one. That would be the funny thing.
That would be funny, and it would be an awesome,
you know,
prop.
If she does agree to come on the show, you should paint one and have it, and just to have it up.
Oh my god!
Just have it right behind you.
You know,
she could sign it. You could auction it off for charity.
Yeah,
right.
You can
be the high bidder.
More interesting is you can add food coloring to your drool and use that to paint it.
You know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna have Dan sub for me.
There goes your first place lead.
But she would. Here's the thing. She wouldn't even tell the difference. She'd be like, "Oh yeah, you're the same guy." Like she would just. She wouldn't even.
Come on. She could tell. She could tell the difference. Come on.
Really?
Now. Come on now.
Yeah.
Come on. I see 1,000 photos of Dan a day, on his many adventures. Yeah. I mean, I don't. I get cramps liking all his photos. I think I just wish you'd just put it one big lump, so I could get one like.
Right. Anyway. Yeah. Just one immediate download into your brain.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, Dan doesn't wear glasses like me. You're right.
Okay, so. Yeah, that would be. It's like Clark Kent. Anyway,
hey, where are we?
Over the last 2 weeks, Nico is great for me. By the way, Nico, if you're listening, thanks. Thanks for getting me back in the ball game. You were 11-4 over the week I was gone. You hear that, Dan? Yeah. He actually got me positive points. But Matt's still in first place with 67. Russ, you're in second with 64. Jack with 59, and Mike still in last place. It's been a long, you've been last place a long time, Mike.
We're going golf rules this year. Low score wins.
Well, you're well on your way to being the champion this year. 57. So what percentage is that?
Horrible. It would be 50.5.
Wow. That's terrible. I mean, I'm two ahead of you. So I can't really.
You're at 53.3.
That's better than that, though. That's better than yours, though. All right, let's get started with these picks. First up, we have, like Mike alluded to earlier, the Jags versus Tennessee. Yeah, I'm going to tell you right now, I probably won't be watching this game.
Nope.
But I'm going to take, I guess the owner of the Jags met with the players and stuff. They're already calling for the head coach. I mean, Blake Bortles, how long is this guy going to be the starting quarterback?
A couple more interceptions.
10 more years, because they're going to win AFC South.
Hey, this game was so bad that CBS was basically like, no, this is where our contract ends and we switch over. That's how bad it was. They were like, nope. Big old no.
Well, I got to take Tennessee. I mean, the Jaguars have had like the top five picks for how long? They've been picking the top one five, for what, 10 years?
Yeah.
And the team is still terrible. I mean, it's just
awful management.
I feel for Jag fans. I really do. But I'm going to pick Tennessee. It's in Tennessee, and that's the only reason I'll pick it. I think DeMarco Murray has a big day. Russell?
I'm going with you. I'm going with Tennessee.
Okay, and that means Matt's going with Tennessee.
I am going with Tennessee, and not because Russ picked it.
And Mike?
Well, you can clean sweep it, but I just want to read Dan's comment in chat. He said he'd like to see Matt's painting of Liz before the police taking his evidence.
I have no comment. I have no comment.
And we're on to Washington versus Cincinnati.
Matt, do you usually paint with gloves on?
I do actually sometimes paint with gloves.
Okay, all right. I'm not suggesting you do that, but
I
maybe
in my youth I didn't care. But the chemicals.
You ever watch Dexter? A lot of DNA evidence can, you know. Anyway, next up we have Russ, Washington versus Cincinnati. Who knows what you're going to get from either team any given week? They're just up and down.
That's true.
And this is in London. I'm going to take Cincinnati.
Is this game in London?
Yes, it is.
London.
So, Russ is taking Cincinnati?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, man. Washington has been pretty exciting, but I know that they're also kind of injured as well. I'm going to take Washington. So.
Wow.
Just to mix it up.
All right.
So.
Michael.
I will go Cincinnati here.
I didn't know it was in London. I would think that Washington would travel better to London, would have more fans just because they've won more Super Bowls. And, well, since he's never won a Super Bowl.
So hey, didn't the Giants?
And they have that fancy name too.
Hey, didn't the Giants just play there last Sunday too?
Yes, they did. They beat.
Yes.
Who did they beat?
I don't have my notes.
Was it
last
Jacksonville?
Week. I don't know.
No.
Wait, the Giants?
No. Yeah.
They beat somebody.
No, it was somebody from the West Coast.
Oh, no, who are you asking about?
Oh, the Rams. The Rams. It was Rams. There you go.
Yeah, exactly. Excuse me.
Gosh, I'm going to take Cincy. I don't know. That little hesitation.
That's cool.
Broke my. Next up we have, Matt, it's up, and it's Kansas City versus the Colts.
All right.
Rivalry game.
Preparing for this. Been preparing for this.
Finally, Russ have to take different games.
Hey, I picked Washington. He's the one that picked Cincinnati. Yeah. I'm picking Indianapolis. I know they're not the favorite, but I just hope they get
Charles
the job
playing
done,
in this game.
So
he is supposed to.
He played last week and only got one carry, so it doesn't matter.
He should run all over the Colts. The Colts is the highlight reel of the season. So,
got Andrew Luck,
and they got Chuck Pagano.
Yeah.
And they have I think there was a Trent Richardson spotting.
Yeah. I think they re-signed him.
Yeah.
Jim Sorgi? Anybody? No, we?
No. I think they traded a first-round pick for him.
Yeah, that was a good pick. That was a good trade.
Would you rather keep Peyton Manning and then draft Trent Richardson, Matt? Oh,
I'd rather never answer that question ever again.
Well, all I can say is Peyton Manning did win a Super Bowl with Denver. And how many Super Bowls has Andrew Luck won? Anyway,
yeah, but you know what Matt's gonna say? Matt's gonna say, yeah, but you know what? I've got a painting of Liz in my house, so that's all that matters.
Matt, you're having a rough night here.
I am. Mike, help me out here. Who are you taking?
Mike, who
I'm going Kansas City.
Kansas City.
Of course you would, traitor. You traitor.
I'm gonna take.
We went through 2 weeks together without these guys. You and me. You're not taking Indy.
We did it. We're professionals.
I'm going to take the Colts.
Ah.
Because it's at home. That's the only reason. And Russ, I'm assuming you're going Kansas City.
I am going Kansas City.
Okay. Next up is Michael. Oakland versus Tampa Bay. Oakland. No defense, but they keep winning games. Derek Carr. Pretty good quarterback. Hate the fact he fell to the Raiders.
Matt talked me into this West Coast team going east in the early morning. I picked Jacksonville last week. I'm going to change it. I'm going to go Oakland this week.
Oakland.
I think they sweep the Florida teams, Tampa and Jacksonville, back-to-back weeks.
Usually the team coming from the West Coast and playing the early game has trouble playing.
But that wasn't the case this week, this past week with Jacksonville.
Does it count with Jacksonville?
Does it count with Tampa?
That's right. They beat Frisco. And now they're saying, is Chip Kelly in trouble?
Isn't he always in trouble?
He should go back. That's a guy that should just go back to college.
I think Mike's just going to answer everything with a question now.
Is he always in trouble?
Are you sure?
I'm going Oakland, but I will be rooting for Tampa Bay.
Is that because you don't like sure about the Raiders?
I hate the Raiders, yeah, but but they're in first place too, so I got to root.
Coward. You coward. Russ, who are you taking?
I'm taking Oakland.
Huh.
Are you going to root against
them? I see how it is. Well, all Tampa Bay is the favorite.
Yeah, we've apparently all taken underdog here, so this is a free pick for you.
No. I know, but I've already stretched my neck out pretty thin as it is. But I'm going Tampa Bay.
I like the guy in The Walking Dead.
I am that guy. So hopefully my head doesn't fall off.
So you're going T-Bay. All right.
I'm going T-Bay at home.
Next we have Seattle versus New Orleans. Oh God.
Can Seattle score points? That's the question.
Well, they can against New Orleans. I'm going Seattle.
I'll take Seattle as well.
Ed points out the Raiders won every 10 a.m. East Coast game so far this year. So we're all safe because we all picked Oakland.
Except for me. I'm taking Seattle as well. I don't know. I don't feel comfortable about that. I think that the Saints can handle them. So,
all right.
But I just can't trust the Saints. They're just so up and down.
Yep.
Right?
They're terrible. But even with Drew Brees, they're terrible. And Mike's going to take New Orleans.
For the second time tonight, we have a clean sweep.
Seattle.
Okay.
Russell, you're up next. D-Town, which has been on fire lately, three games in a row, against Houston, who is just a mess. No J.J. Watts, no quarterback.
I'm gonna try Detroit.
All right.
Every time I pick them, I'm always wrong.
Matt?
Yeah, I was going to take Detroit on the road as well.
Michael.
These are two teams you never know who's going to show up. It's like they're up and down like every week. So I'm going to go I'll just go home team. Go Houston.
Yeah, I'm like you, Mike. When I looked at this game, I'm like going, oh, God, who to pick? Because Stafford sometimes looks like he's money, and then other times he's just making bonehead passes. I'm going to go D-Town just because I have no faith in Brock Osweiler, no J.J. Watts.
And Detroit's on a three-game win streak.
They are on a three-game winning streak. Maybe they've finally putting it together. So I'm going to go D-Town.
Hey, you messed up on that. You're supposed to say some weeks he looks good and some weeks he looks like Jay Cutler.
And no one looks like Jay Cutler. Jay Cutler said Fox has no choice but to have faith in me or something like that because Hoyer broke his arm. Jay Cutler's coming back. Nobody saw that?
No.
No, I didn't.
I thought it was pretty funny. Next up we have, great game, New York Jets versus Cleveland. And I couldn't even tell you who the Cleveland quarterback is this week. I honestly couldn't tell you. Mike, you're up first.
It's Matt's pick.
Oh, is it Matt's pick?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, I'm taking the Jets. The Cleveland, I think they're just going to finish 0-16, right?
Yeah. You know, as you see what Fitzpatrick said, he should have been sat anyway, even after throwing 10 interceptions in, what, three games? But he's back.
Nobody believes in me. The coach didn't believe in me. The owner didn't believe in me. Throwing so many interceptions here.
You threw 10 interceptions, and you're wondering why people don't believe in you.
Geno Smith is the seventh quarterback for the Browns this year.
And Geno Smith tore his ACL, so that's why he's playing.
But Ryan Fitzpatrick, I believe in you this week. I'm going with the New York Jets.
I'm also going to take the Jets. I feel bad for Cleveland, but man, that franchise. It's the only time you go as a Charger fan going, there's always going to be someone worse. Russell? Russ?
Are you there, Russ?
He's going Cleveland, and we're on to the next game. Yeah. We're going with New England versus Buffalo.
Okay. Well, Mike, you're up next. It's New England versus Buffalo.
I'm going New England.
Okay. You see what Rex Ryan said? If any Saints guy, any Patriots guys run to their side, that there's going to be a fight. He's really building this game up, isn't he?
Well,
really?
Yeah.
The first game, Buffalo did sweep him. I mean, shut him out 28-0.
Yeah.
But they also didn't have Brady.
In New England.
Well, the Twitter poll was that he lost on purpose to keep Rex Ryan in the division. So.
Yeah, I did see that. I just said, are we going to have a Twitter poll today?
Is Johnny Appleseed a national hero?
Will Russ ever join us? Did Russ actually pick Buffalo?
I'm going to take the Bills.
Wow.
It's at home.
Go Jack.
It's supposed to, like, 8 feet of snow. Johnny Appleseed's going to be there. So.
Planting seeds.
Yeah. Russ, you're still not there?
No, I'm here.
Okay. Where'd you go?
I had to dial in again.
Okay. Do you want the Jets or Jets or Cleveland?
I'm taking the Jets. Cleveland.
Okay, Bills versus New England versus the Bills.
New England.
Okay.
Oh. Yeah, I'm going to take New England as well. Jack, you're alone on an island. Hope you get your wish.
Sometimes you got to take a chance. Next up,
you do.
Is me, Arizona versus Carolina. Wow. Arizona playing terrible football this year. Really not playing up to the – I think I had them going to the Super Bowl. Yep. That's my Super Bowl pick. So I jinxed them. Yep. Carolina is just a mess. I'm going to go Arizona.
Wow. Okay. Arizona on the road for Jack. Russ?
I'll take Arizona.
Arizona.
Maddie. Well, I'm taking Carolina mainly because it's the home team. They've had the bye. They are 1-6. They are in destitution.
Are they 1-6?
You see that NFL? Well, against the bye.
Oh, okay.
Oh, they're 1-5.
Did you see that NFL meme, Jack, about that they're 1-6 with the bye? Like they actually lost their bye week.
Oh, I didn't see that.
So. Anyway,
it's a rough season for Carolina.
It is, but after the bye, I think that they're going to win at home. They need this win. It's important.
All right. So,
And I have them winning the Super Bowl, which I still don't know how that's going to happen.
So you have Carolina. I have Arizona. Mike has Green Bay. So there's three teams that probably aren't going to win the Super Bowl. And Russ has New England.
But Aaron Rodgers is winning at life. Leave him on.
He is winning at life, so he doesn't care. Mike, you're going with?
Man, that four-game losing streak by Carolina is pretty scary, but I'm going to go Carolina home.
Carolina. Next up is Russell. San Diego on a two-game winning streak. First two time they've won two games in a row since 2014 season. Losing players left and right, but have looked. Joey Bosa, I think, is the real deal, guys. I was upset with him earlier in the season, but now he's playing, so I got to be happy with him. But San Diego versus Denver. CJ Anderson is not playing for Denver.
A little side note. When you were supposed to appear on the show like 2 weeks ago, at that point of the season, San Diego had led for the most time in games.
Mm-hmm.
And they pretty much led the whole Denver game, so I imagine it kept going, but they're a little behind the Atlanta game. I don't know how it is now.
All I'm going to say is I'm at the Denver game. I was at that game, San Diego Stadium.
And it smelled horrible.
It smelled worse because there were Bronco fans there too. So that just adds that adds to the stench. So I'm sitting there, and the Chargers got a safety, made it 21-3, and this Charger fan behind me goes, "That's it, the game's over." And I won't say exact words I said, but I said, "Is this the first time you've been to a blankety blank Charger? Is this the first time you've seen the Chargers play this season?" Oh, I shouldn't have said that, should I? Go, "No, no." And so then what happens right away? We fumble the kickoff. Yeah. I mean, literally, I just kept waiting for him to lose the game. In fact, mm-hmm. we left the stadium. I felt like we did lose the game because it was one of those games. But anyway, I told a story on the Married Man show about the kid sitting in front of me. So if you want to hear the story, you got to go listen to the Married Man show.
Okay. Well, the kid that sat in front of you at the game. Yeah. No, I'm excited that you got to go to the game. I was, of course, rooting for the Chargers to pull off that win. And the whole time I'm thinking, come on. Like, just put it away.
The coach, Mike McCoy, man, grow a pair. Just, you have Phillip Rivers. I kept saying, let him win the game. Why do you keep running Melvin Gordon into 10 guys? It doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe. It's one of those things where you go.
CJ just joined us, and he said, "Oh, this story again?" So, apparently he's already heard this, so
nobody likes CJ.
Oh, so we don't need to pay attention to him.
No.
Okay. He's like Marty McFly. He's like traveling from the future. He's like, is this a repeat?
Is this a rerun? Oh, this old episode of Sports Talk? Man, those guys talk forever.
Russell, you're going with...
Oh, boy.
Louis V, who you take?
Who's the? What's the spread on this?
Denver
favored by
five.
Yeah, I'll take Denver.
Well, just like the coward Russ is, I am also taking Denver. Sorry, Jack. I just don't see how that San Diego wins both times and also in Denver. You've said it before on this podcast yourself.
It's a tough place to play.
Yep.
Mike.
Broncos.
Jacksonville.
Jacksonville.
Browns.
Game.
We're going to.
I know what game we're on.
I'm going to sweep it, but I would not be shocked to see the Chargers win this game.
Darn.
You will be shocked. You won't be shocked?
I will not be shocked with Chargers win this game. I wasn't shocked when they beat Atlanta.
See, that's what he had done last week. He was like, "I'm picking Atlanta, but I won't be shocked if San Diego wins."
No, I was going to pick San Diego. That's why when Dan picked Atlanta, I'm like, "Chargers are going to win this game." Except when they got down by 17, I go, "Man, what the hell? Is the coach going to get fired?" Next up is Green Bay.
I'll just say this much. I'll just say this much. You know, you throw your picks into our hands. It's like throwing it to the will of the fates. I mean, Russ just barely got his picks into me.
I heard that. I would have texted him once, and that would have been it.
And you texted us the week before. So you texted us week four, like, "Oh, I would pick against San Diego." And so Nico picked against San Diego. You're like, oh, I can't believe he picked against San Diego.
Well, that was a that was a joke at that point. I wanted the coach to get fired. So, but now I'm seeing the new Chargers.
Oh, optimism.
Until
Hunter
Hunter Henry's a good player. They got some. They had a good draft this year. Good draft. So if they didn't have all these injuries, it's ridiculous. But anyway, such is life. Next up is Matt, Green Bay versus Atlanta. Now this would be this would have been a good primetime game to watch.
Right. Yep. Instead of the Philly Dallas.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Dallas is the prime. No, you're right. Philly Dallas is a better game.
I don't know. I mean, they both I think have some interesting aspects. And Green Bay's already played in a Sunday night, and they can only wax so much on Aaron Rodgers. I'm taking Atlanta here, though. I mean, after that tough San Diego loss, Green Bay on the road, they're just weak. I mean, blood in the water with these guys. Like, sometimes they can score. I don't know. I'm picking Atlanta.
All right.
Hot Atlanta. They're going to come back hotter than ever. Chargers stole one from them.
You know, I thought the Chargers, when there was 18 seconds left and they got down within field goal range with 1 second left with a 59-yard, I go, oh, he's going to kick it to win it. And he clanked it off the goalpost. I'm like, did we just get lucky? Michael?
Yep.
If you follow fantasy football this year, you know Green Bay's offense, anybody on there is like garbage this year, except for Devontae Adams, who showed up last week with like 13 catches or something. But I'm going to go Atlanta here.
Yeah, I think Atlanta comes back. Mike. Like you're saying, Green Bay is just not clicking on all cylinders.
Wow, I thought I was going to be on the island here with the Atlanta pick.
No, but, I think Atlanta's is – Julio Jones, he's having a monster year this year. He can't cover him. Unless you grab him like Richard Sherman and before he catches the ball, that's the way to cover him. But no, I'm picking Atlanta. Russell?
And no balls, Russ.
I'm going to take ATL.
ATL.
Big surprise.
Big sweep. Next up is Mike, Philly versus Dallas. Two teams playing better than most people thought they were. Quarterback controversy in Dallas. Will Tony Romo ever get his job back?
Not this week. That's what I heard.
And all the Eagles had to do was get rid of Chip Kelly, and suddenly they're a good team again.
Well, Jack, you missed out on the podcast, but you skipped out. But we already talked about this. All they have to do is plug Romo back in. He'll play like five plays. He'll get hurt again, and you just go back to Dak Shepard.
Okay. All right.
And you're good. You're good for the rest of the year. So I'm going to go Dallas here in the battle of the rookie quarterbacks.
Hmm. Okay.
I'm going to take Philly. I think their defense is going to hold them. I'm sold on Philly. Russell?
Can I get the spread on this?
It's 3.5.
Dallas by 4.5. That's what I saw.
I just made it up.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I'm gonna take Dallas.
And Matt?
I was also going to pick Philly. I think that, I don't know. Tony Romo's got to have his job back. And his father, Jerry Jones, is going to make that happen. Now, we reported on this a couple weeks ago.
That was split 50-50. It was a 50-50 poll.
Okay. He could be a clone of Jerry Jones as well. We don't know. Could be set from the past or the future. But I'm picking Philly. It's a wild shot here. But that's what I had down before the game or before we made our picks. So, Philly.
All right.
Philly freaks will fly.
And the Monday night game. Is it me that's picking first?
Yep.
I guess so.
Minnesota versus Chicago. Minnesota looked terrible last week against the Eagles. Mike Zimmer called his team soft. Didn't hold back, so the team was soft. I think Minnesota bounces back this week. Yeah, Jay Cutler starting. I think Minnesota wins this game. Russell?
I'll take Minnesota.
I'm taking Minnesota as well. Even with all of that, they're still favored by 5.5. Hope they win it. Mike's going to sweep it.
Come on, it's Jay Cutler. Would anybody pick Jay Cutler and the Bears? Sweep.
Not even his wife would pick him at this point.
Yeah, she's in like a survivor pool, and she's picking Minnesota. So that's how bad it is in the Cutler house.
So what's the poll this week? I think we should have another poll. I like the idea of these poll things. So so are we going to go in Johnny Appleseed, American Hero, or not?
That's for the Walking Dead show, though. We got a different one for
so Walking Dead will be, is Johnny Appleseed an American Hero? I'll put that on the Facebook page. On the when we put the link on the Facebook page, I'll put a poll on there. Is Johnny Appleseed an American Hero?
Yes or no?
We should make the poll.
There's more to it.
Did he work the poll? We should make the poll for the sports talk. Does Matt have a picture of Liz?
I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that.
And we should tag her in it too.
Yeah.
Right.
That would go over well. No, we're not going to do that. So what's the poll going to be this week?
Matt wants to tag her.
All right. I'm going to shut this down, Russ.
This is we're crossing a line there, Russ.
Yeah.
We're live and I can't edit it out. So,
all right.
This will be discussed on the broadcast this upcoming week. If you guys want to tune into Jay and Jack Network,
where they analyze and discuss Russ's and all of our conversations. I don't know.
Do you want to be a Patreon, Matt?
Sure. Yeah. How do I become a patron?
Well, I know certain like patrons that are like some well-known patrons.
Oh, really?
Eckhart Rickner. I'd like to thank Eckhart Rickner, Tack from Tokyo, and Brad from
Chicago.
Thanks for doing what you do, guys. And you become a patron, you go to patreon.com/JayandJack or to jayandjack.com. There's a little button there that says become a patron. If we get $101 more, we have the live Married Man live broadcast combined podcast. And like Mike said, you can watch us live every week.
For free. We pay you. We pay you to come watch us live.
Exactly.
You show up here, you get a dollar.
Everyone with CJ. We don't pay CJ. But no, you watch us live. But if you do watch us, please download the podcast when it's out because it helps our numbers. You don't have to listen to it again if you don't want to. But that's it. And no poll. Is there no poll that we're coming up with here? Does Tony Romo get his job back or something like that?
I think the poll I'm going to put up is there. Should you subscribe to MC954 on Instagram? Yes or no?
I think it'd be a big no.
Should Russ keep his job? Yes or no?
There you go. I think that's what we're going to – there you go. There's what we're going to do, Russ. How's that?
Maybe we'll just see if you keep your
line. Here we go. I got it. Should Russ be replaced by his daughter?
There you go. Should Russ be replaced by his daughter? There you go. There we go.
Okay. Well, thanks for joining us as you do in the chat, live in the feed, and also downloading. I don't know. I guess that covers everything.
Yeah, I think we got it all.
Yeah.
We'll be back next Wednesday night. And again, we're back with The Walking Dead with Three Stupid Guys. If you are a fan of The Walking Dead, you gotta check out that podcast. We give you all the ins and outs.
We do. We break it down.
And that's all I got. Hasta luego and goodbye.
See you next week.
Great show, kids.
Russ, anything?
Adios, guys.
Okay. I think your daughter would have been a little quicker when that.
Keep rolling, Montreal.
All right, guys. See you next week.